Hello, everyone. This is Shai, straight from Israel. And as promised, this is a live broadcast about reality, really. And if you don't mind, while people are joining this broadcast, I would like to share it a bit because it needs to be shared. And my wife is not here next to me. So I'll have to do it myself. So if you don't mind, while people are joining, you can write me that you can hear me and see me. That will be a good start. B, you can also write if you have any questions or if you have any topics that you would like me to speak about, you can just write it down. I'm just sharing it in a couple of places. And if you don't mind, whoever is here and is part of some of the groups regarding 5G or weather engineering, maybe the fires in Australia, whatever groups are relevant to talk about reality, real reality, please share this video. I'm just sharing it in couple of other groups, and I'll be with you in a second. And meanwhile, while I'm sharing it, the reason why I'm doing it here on Facebook, you know, normally I do a YouTube live and some broadcasts. I'm talking about English, some broadcast in my YouTube channel. But I was thinking maybe to change, to do a live Facebook live in English to the English speaking groups, because obviously in the past few months or 6 or 7 months, I've been doing a lot of stuff in English, interviewing some others in English on my YouTube channel mostly. And I think, shalom Adi. And I think it will be nice also to do it here on Facebook in English. So here we go. Ohad, shalom. Yoav, shalom. Everything I'm going to say now is allegedly, all right? So you don't take it as a fact, and you don't take it as news or fake news. It's all allegedly. So it may happen, it may not happen. The people who are involved in what I'm saying may be involved, maybe not. It's all allegedly. And why I'm saying this? Because of the fucking law that these bastards elite has made for us to live by. And this law mostly serves them, not us. Yes, Ohad, that's the plan. That's why I'm doing this broadcast, in order to speak about how things are coming together, how the 5G is connected to climate change or weather engineering, weather modification, maybe some of the vax stuff, maybe some of the LED lights that we all have, not just outdoors, indoors as well, how we, all of us, or most of us, have been duped to this technology, to buy this saving, ecological, saving energy, technology, and all this bullshit. Now, I'm saying it's bullshit. The main reason that I would say and tell you it's bullshit, and trust me, I speak also with some counselors and professionals that work for councils in Israel. And I can tell you one thing. They are being promised that the LED streetlights that they are putting out there will save them energy, will save the council in the utility bills, in the electric bills. And this is big BS. The reason is that if you compare LED streetlight to incandescent or halogen light, yes, of course, the LED light will save more energy. Still, they are not being told about all the cameras and other transmitters and other devices that will go on top of this LED post, lamppost, that will take, all in all, much more energy than this incandescent or halogen light bulb. So good morning to all of you. better you know that the LED streetlights, the last thing that they will do is save energy. Or even more so, save money, because the health risks of blindness and breast cancer and prostate cancer, the risks are so high that whatever you don't pay on the electric bill, for sure you're going to pay in the health bill and the healthcare plan that was invented in whatever country you live in. Now, let's step it up a bit. So I was saying it's all allegedly. Why? Because there's a bad word, really bad, bad word, that is called conspiracy, that is called conspiracy theorists. People like me, people like you, probably, are being considered wackos. Although, stuff I was saying 10 years ago is happening now. And no, obviously I'm not a prophet, I'm just a normal guy like you. But when you look at reality as what it really is, and if you keep your mind open, and if you keep your senses alive, and if you take all of what you learn in your life and put it in comparison to what you are learning about conspiracy, about the way reality is being presented to you and the lies that you are being told. And again, if you look at it with open mind, you can see a few things. You can see A, you've been lied to for many years. B, it has a purpose. These lies, they have a purpose. And the purpose is not just to lie to you. The purpose is to lead you in a certain route, in a certain way, so you will take a specific or a set of specific actions, decisions. For example, the world is in crisis, all right? Man is the enemy. Forgot the name, not oxygen, the other one, CO2, all right, carbon. Carbon is the enemy. We need to fight the increasing carbon in the air, all right? We need to save energy. We need to switch to energy saving light, all right? So most people, yes, it makes sense, they may go and do it, but what's a better way than force you to buy this stuff by forbidding you to buy the other stuff? Now, what is happening actually is when we are all being educated to use the energy saving devices like light bulbs, and we will speak on your smartphone for in a couple of minutes, but when we are being educated to use the better devices and better light bulbs and better technology that will save us money, we are not being told where it's leading us to. We are not being told how much energy it takes to produce one smartphone. We are not being told how much energy it takes to export, import food from all over the world. We are not even being told how bad it is for you to eat food which is not in your local soil, not in your local solar printing barcode, if you like. Because whatever food you're eating which grows here, where you live, that's the food you should eat, that has the same sun, that has the same sun barcode on the vegetables, on the plants, on the leaves, on the animals, on the livestock, on the whatever food you eat, it should have the same sun radiation like you, all right? But you are not being told that. Let's save energy by switching the light bulbs. Now, what we are not being told as well is the fact that Li-Fi, which is it is the light equivalent of Wi-Fi, meaning LED lights will very soon start to transmit Wi-Fi on them. You think it's science fiction? see what happens in China with the facial recognition bullshit that Israel has helped to develop. We will speak about that as well in a few seconds or minutes. So when you look at what happens in China, when you look at what happens with the progress of technology, and if you leave your mind and ears open to changes, to really fast changes, and you see what is life now compared to 40 years ago, more or less, you see that something bad, like really bad, is happening. And this some really bad thing that is happening actually was planned decades ago, and there's documents to prove it. There's documents, there's books, there's researchers and free thinkers during this even short history that described these plans, described how the elite is looking at us, we the people, how the elite is planning to reduce our number and to change us, in a way, into mindless herd. Now, the herd immunity, this term actually is coming from looking at us as a herd, all right? So there's, there's sense behind the madness, but it is not our common sense. It is not our way of seeing reality. The madness which we cannot even we cannot even accept as anything because it's mad, this comes from psychopaths' heads, brains. We are empathic creatures, but psychopaths are not empathic creatures. They don't care about us. They don't care about life. They don't care about animals. They are psychopaths. They have no ability to sense empathy, to feel empathy, to identify with someone else's sorrow, pain, grief. So actually, nowadays, the elite is being controlled. The elite is being controlled by psychopathic brainwaves, by psychopathic way of thinking. And they have no agenda, and they have no even capabilities to be empathic to others. Now, I don't know it for a fact. I just put one and one and one and one and one together, and I see reality as it is. Not as I'm being told it is through the media, the mainstream media. Now you throw into this mix the long-term plan by the CIA to have conspiracy theorists throwing all this stuff in the internet, calling it now fake news, and they are the ones who disturb our health. They are the ones who disturb our peace, our freedom. Not governments who are trying to force you with vaccines, with harmful LED lights, with harmful radiation from 3G, 4G, 5G in your neighborhood, in your house, not just a big one mast 1 mile from your house, no. Every 50 meters, every 100 meters in your neighborhood, you will have more and more antennas. And they say it will reduce the radiation. And I'm saying, you fucking mad, you psychopaths. And if you are even slightly empathic, your boss is a psychopath, or your boss's boss is a psychopath. So you better look who you're working for. And what we are being forced to live by nowadays, what we are being forced to align our brains with, align our feelings with, align our way of looking at reality and way of thinking, what we are being forced to see as reality is an old plan. Is nothing new here. Nothing new. Some of the technologies we are being introduced nowadays have been here thousands of years before. and even much more advanced technologies were there. We think we are in the pinnacle of civilization. We are we are the most advanced civilizations ever lived on Earth. No, we are not. We are actually one of the dumbest ones because we force each other to put, you know, poison in our muscles. We force parents to give their newly born baby, 1 hour old, 1 hour old, to get hepatitis B jab into his muscle as if he's going to inject himself with heroin very soon or go to a prostitute very soon. What the fuck? And this supposed to be sane. This is scientific. This is acceptable by sane people. Everything is upside down, and we need to open our eyes and see it. We need to open our eyes. One second. I'm just reading here. Thanks, Willow. Yes. If you look at the Silicon Valley and how Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and other CEOs, like, I don't know the names, but top CEOs of the high-tech companies in the Silicon Valley, their kids are learning in school with a pen and paper. Never mind pen. Done doing it with pencil. But in our school, you cannot escape Wi-Fi. You cannot avoid the harmful effects of technology. It's by force. It's by law. It's for the good of the students. This is madness. This is upside down. You have no free will. You have no free will. I want to send my son to this school or to that school. No, you can't. But okay, I want neither of them because both have Wi-Fi. You can't. This is where we're heading to. This is a huge problem. I will speak a bit about problems a bit more, but I also would like to speak about solutions. But before that, let's talk 1 second about the fires in Australia. In Australia, just so you know, all right? A year ago, maybe less, I had a couple of guys here from Australia. They were filming a film about sound, healing with sound. So they came here. I work also with crystal balls. For those of you who don't know, I work with crystal balls. I work with water. People in water playing crystal balls tuned with water on their body, which is mostly water, and the brain is mostly water. So they came to film me here. And what I was told by them is that two guys, right? Both of them have kids. And one of them told me that because he didn't want to vaccinate his kid, he was taking away some funds that he was given from the government before that. Hang on a second. Sorry. Oh, no. Just go. So Australia, actually, in that sense, is very bad. They were there before us in forcing people to accept the NWO, in forcing people to accept this Agenda 21 coming from the Nazi UN. And whether it's vaccines, whether it's fluoridation, they've been there, done that, and now they've been experiencing the most horrible fires ever. I mean, guys, let's face it, Australia is down. And to realize that this crisis was probably, possibly, most likely engineered, to realize that this fire is electromagnetic fire, according to, you know, according to what the firemen are saying, you know, the fire brigade of Australia, they're saying they never see something like that. I mean, the block of an engine is melting. Never happened in a normal fire. And we can see the same symptoms of this fire as the fire in California and the fire in Greece and the fire in South Korea. And probably there's more examples which we don't know of. So when you put one and one together, you start to think, hang on, maybe, I'm just saying allegedly, it's a fake crisis in order to help the Australian people and build smarter cities, ecological cities, green cities, according to UN Agenda 21, according to the royal family's bastard elite Agenda 21 plan to dominate all of our life, not just now, in the future, to concentrate all the population into mega cities, which are really well planned and really well supervised by 5G technology, by cameras, by transmitters, by LED lights, super highways, which are being built while we speak across the world, because there's a plan, and I was interviewing Vicky Davis about it. The global transportation system is to connect all the continents. This is a mega plan of megalomaniac brain to control and enslave humanity. And if I refer now to what Mark Steele has been saying, to what Barry Trower has been saying, to what Jerry Flynn has been saying, and to what other experts, Nick Begich, there's dozens and dozens of experts saying more or less the same thing. These technologies are here to kill us, to enslave us, to control our behavior, and eventually to control our children. Our children will never know what was here before, because they will be brainwashed, they will be physically impaired, they will be... Someone will definitely is and will mess with their brain by frequencies, which is military origin frequencies. If you look at Jose Delgado's work and what he was managed to do in the 60s with remote control of a bull's behavior, you think what, 60 years fast forward to 2020, you know what we can do today with nanotechnology, thanks Willow? Little bots that can be injected to you. You can breed them. They are on plants, they are on animals everywhere, and they can be activated with a frequency. Small insects, you know, like this, which are robots, and they can film you and record you and even probably send you a microwave signal with very low power, I guess. The advancement of technology is like, wow, if it was used for the good of humanity, for the good of nature, in making a better world, not a smarter planet, like IBM's slogan. IBM, just to remind you, they're the ones who put the number of the Holocaust people, of the prisoners, of my grandma, my granddad in Auschwitz, you know? IBM was doing this. IBM was calculating how much gold Germany made from the Jewish people and the other people in camps, not just Jewish. IBM was starting the American company, Nazi origin, but American company, IBM, started or made their way in the Second World War. Not just them. Hello. If I speak about Hermann Pichon, who established the standard for radiation and later joined through paperclip operation to America, this is all the radiation level and the radiation standard are made by a Nazi scientist. Say no more. Almost. I have some other things to say. So if we connect for one second the 5G, the possibility of electromagnetic pulse, the fires in Australia, the nanotechnology, the nano stuff that is everywhere. If we connect these to the Five Eyes Alliance, which is England, US, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, again, England, US, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the Five Eyes Alliance, they are causing havoc everywhere. Everywhere. Controlled by the British Crown or by their other name, just the Crown. Because we're talking about royal families, not just from England. Royal families, wherever. There's African royal families, Chinese, Japanese, Russian, German, and so on and so forth. Connect this and now throw in the mix. Hello, my Israeli friends. Sorry for that. Throw in the mix. Israeli high-tech companies. Bastards. And I'm living here. Trying not to think about what is being created in the brains of Israelis in order to make money and to sell technology without maybe they're being aware what this technology is here to do. Without them maybe being aware that is also to harm their families. It makes me really sad, guys, really sad that my people, and I'm doing this because whoever is fighting life, who is destroying life, is not my people, all right? Doesn't matter his origin, doesn't matter if he's Jewish, if he's circumcised, if he's this color or that race, I don't care. If you're attacking others, especially if you're claiming to save them and give them progress, you're ruining life, you're ruining God's creation, God's work. Shame on you. Shame on you, Qualcomm. Shame on you, Intel. Shame on you, all you megalomaniac and maniacs out there in the high-tech companies ruining every little good thing we built since the beginning of creation till now. Shame on you. Doesn't matter if you're Jewish, Christian, Muslims, Buddhists, Jains, doesn't matter. Even if you're Jesuits. Shame on you. If whatever you produce, whatever you make is killing others, shame on you. And it doesn't matter if you're making a shotgun or a new massive in, massive out antenna. I don't care. If your technology is killing others, shame on you. And if you're hiding it as advancement, as progress, shame on you, because you lie and you kill and you want to control. Shame on you for lying, for diverting people's hearts, people's brains, for harming children in their beds. Shame on you that in the name of technology, in the name of advancement of science, you're killing millions. And the plan is to kill billions. And this is an old plan. It's nothing new. And the combination of heavy metals in vaccines and radiation, just these two. Never mind, I'm not talking even about glyphosate. I'm not talking about other stuff. You know, there's loads of stuff. Weaponized food, weaponized water. You just take these heavy metals in vaccines and radiation, and you have a lethal weapon. Just the metals themselves in a, you know, environment with radiation, just this will cause you havoc in the body, especially in the brain. You throw into this mix, you throw some antennas around, you throw mind control with your cell phone, you throw in some, well, additives, food colorings, cancerous food colorings, cancer-causing additives. You throw in fluoride, heavy metal in fluoride. You throw in the chemtrails with nanotechnology, with aluminum and other poisons, obviously. And the fact that the world is moving toward biotechnology. Israel is maybe not now, maybe yes, but for sure is planning to be one of the leading in biotechnology. How to manipulate food. It makes me want to vomit. Swear to God. It makes me want to vomit when people are pretending they're helping human race. When people, scientists, pretending to work in their field without seeing the big picture, because that's how they've been educated to work and to see and to explore and investigate only in their lab, without them realizing that what they are doing here may be used for a biology weapon, may be used against others in other continent or in theirs. When I'm driving here, I live in the Golan Heights. When I'm driving here and I see an army vehicle which has some boxes on it, I'm thinking, hang on, I saw these boxes, you know where? On a picture of LED streetlights in one of Israel cities, which has these boxes on it. And I realized this is microwave weapon. Same boxes. Now, I don't know what's inside, fair to say. I don't know what's inside, just a box. But it looks the same. It looks even like the same manufacturer. And I'm thinking, what on earth is happening? You throw into this mix the closest links ever between Israel and China. Israel, high-tech company. China, high-tech manufacturer. You put these two together with the help of America behind the scenes, with the push from royal families behind the scenes. And you have, I would say now, 6 or 7 eyes alliance with Israel and China. China is the largest factor in the world nowadays for anything. Anything. You want to manufacture something, you go to China. You want to manufacture a new phone, you go to China. You want to manufacture a pen, you go to China. You want to print paper, you go to China. Anything, everything, clothes, and you know it. Now you take the Israeli or the Jewish or high-tech Israeli brain, initiative, creative brain, entrepreneur brain, with the manufacturing capabilities of Chinese factories and with the madness of the royal families and the elite, and you get mass murder, mass just a reduction of population slowly but surely. And yes, the way I see it, the way I understand it, it's all allegedly 5G is a weapon system. Why? Because it's coming from the army, because it's never been tested. It started as a weapon, as a radar, as a scanner, as a beam sending devices. Direct energy weapon. You know, I didn't make these things up. Army did. Whatever army, they did. Not me. So when you put all this together and you think, hang on, they are putting this outside my home, what's going on? Am I the enemy? And this question, every one of you should ask, am I the enemy? If I am the enemy of someone, that makes him my enemy. Who is he? The one who is putting or deploying weapon system outside my home. Who is doing this? Who is putting weapon system outside my home? Not for me to use, but to be used against me on me, on my children. Who is doing this? Because the one who is doing this, he's my enemy. Not because I choose to, because he just made it that way. Whether it's your council or your government, sorry guys, yes, life is precious. Life is important, and we are here to thrive. And everyone who is stopping us or interfering with our prosperity, with our advancement of health for ourselves and our kids, everyone who is interfering with that becomes an enemy, because they choose to deploy weapon system outside my home. I didn't choose to. I didn't call them an enemy. By their actions, which are stronger than intentions and stronger than words, actions, they put a weapon system outside my home. So by their actions, they have decided for me how to relate to them. You understand what I'm saying? By their actions, they have determined for me how to see them, how to look at them, how to treat them. So someone who is putting a gun in front of your house, just aiming at you, not shooting, just aiming, what should your response be? Will you go there and speak with him? You may at first. Will you go there and ask him what is he doing? Why is he doing so? He may not answer you, like happened many times. They don't answer. You write a letter to the office, to government office, to the council. They don't answer you. They don't bother even to answer you. What am I, a sane human being? I just want to be left alone. I promised you, I swear, I just want to be left alone. But when someone is keep pushing me with weapons or with poisons, trying to poison me by force, when someone is doing that, what am I to think about this guy or this group of people or this organization? When they treat me as an enemy, when they treat me as an unwanted living being, how am I to treat them? How am I to see them? I can go by Jesus' way and let them have my other cheek. So if they want to force me to vaccinate, I should give them my other arm as well. No? No. No, sorry, Jesus, you were great. But when someone comes to attack you and to kill your family, I'm not sure that giving the other cheek is the right solution or is the right attitude. At least. And I'm not being militant, because I'm not. I'm just being normal. When someone comes and put a gun in front of your house, just aiming the gun at you, what are you supposed to do? Let's say he's shooting the gun at you, making holes in your wall, so you can go every day and block the hole and put some cement and paint it. Maybe you can stay inside and put metal plates, you know, to cover all your walls so this gun will not penetrate. But doesn't it make more sense to stop this alleged enemy from attacking you? Instead of protecting and defending yourself, doesn't it make more sense to stop the assault, to stop the attacker, to stop your enemy from attacking capabilities? Doesn't it make more sense? To me, it does. I don't know about you, but to me, it does. It will save also a lot of energy than protecting and shielding and covering and blocking. And it will make more sense to stop the attack. And then I can open my windows, I can put plants, I can go outside and water the plants, etc. Otherwise, I'm all the time defending and closing in and minimizing myself and my liberty and my freedom and my health. And I'm not here to do so. I'm here to thrive. I'm here to prosper. Now, what is happening now in many places around the world? People are waking up. People are waking up to some sane voices like mine, like others, sane voices who are looking at reality and talking about reality, not about what was on TV last night. About reality, not about what we are being told reality is, but about reality itself, about what is happening. If in the news they don't speak about the fires in Australia, it does not mean it does not happen. If in the news they are not talking about 5G, it does not mean it does not happen. When people like me are talking about reality here and now, outside, in the streets, next to our homes, next to our kindergartens, schools, hospitals, private sector, private buildings, private houses, and public areas, public gardens, public buildings. I'm talking about the plan that is being slowly but surely implemented, step by step, sustainability. You and Agenda 21, what's their name? This socialist couple were writing this. Communitarianism, you know this word? Have you ever heard this word? Do you know what dialectic, Hegelian dialect is? Have you ever heard thesa, antithesa, synthesa? You have communism, you have capitalism, let's make it communitarianism, which is the balance between the individual needs and society needs. How lovely is that? It sounds wow. Let's join the scouts. Communitarianism, you better learn this word, because that's the ism of this period. That's the school of thought, and that's the paradigm to control our children's minds. They will not be able, according to this plan, they will not be able to freely think about life. No, no, no. You should think only about what I tell you to think, what I allow you to think. That's the bastard's plan. Yes, I'm not making it up. Everything I say, you can check, allegedly, it's right. Communitarianism. Have a look. Look on YouTube. I've interviewed the Lark in Texas a couple of times already. Have a look at Nikki Rapana. She's the first one to write about Agenda 21 and communitarianism. Have a look at Amitai Atzioni, an Israeli, German origin, born in Germany. And he's in university in the US, and he came up with this communitarianism. This is part of the global elite to control the planet, to control our life, to control the future of our children. And I'm saying, no. Thank you. No. I will manage myself. I don't want your fake ideas. I don't want your fake words. I don't want your new language. I don't want your controlled grid of control of 5G or 4G or 3G. No, I don't want that. I don't like the fact that you consider me as an enemy, that you consider CO2 as an enemy. I don't like it. I don't like your fake crisis. I don't like your false flag operations. I don't like it. And when I'm saying that, I'm talking about Israel as well, US, UK, doesn't matter. Don't like it. Thank you, but no, I prefer to live without it. Now, how to do it? How to push back? How to block? How to attack and not defend? Few ways. Ready? Few ways. One way is to file many lawsuits against your governments, against your councils, against private people in your council and in your governments. To file many lawsuits against them claiming, let's talk, for example, I give you an example, LED lights. You file one suit against the fact LED lights are blinding you. Okay, it's outside your home, making you blind. You go to a doctor, you bring a paper from the doctor, this guy is suffering from, let's say, acute macular degeneration, AMD, which is known to be caused by LED lights, and this light outside his house is entering his home. This is what happens. One, another lawsuit on LED. You go to your doctor, you give him the papers, and he will write an expert opinion for you about the fact that this LED streetlight, especially if you have breast cancer or prostate cancer, you blame the LED lights for it. You file one suit against the blindness, one suit against the prostate cancer, one suit against breast cancer, against headaches, depression. It's all there. You find the symptoms of LED blue light, right? You find the symptoms and you file a suit against each symptoms in many courts across the country. This is just LED. What about microwave radiation? And tens of thousands of researchers and experiments were done to prove the effect, the harmful effect of microwave radiation. 3G, 4G, 5G, you name it. Now what we need some energy to do so. We need some time to do so. We need volunteers, people, obviously lawyers, and we need money to sue the government. The law system, I'm not talking about the straw man and all this fake law system that was invented. Obviously, it's part of it. It's the main thing here. But we are not attacking now the law system. We are attacking the government. We are attacking those who implement and deploy this 5G system, LED lights, poisoning our water, soil, etc., etc. We are attacking them through the system they created for us to protect themselves. So yes, we already know maybe we will not succeed in attacking them by trying to force us to vaccinate against Nuremberg Code, to force a medical procedure on us by force, with no informed consent, and so on and so forth. There's many examples to this. But the idea is to file these suits against them, and even if you lose, you basically, the system will get stuck. All right, this is one thing. Second thing, you are more than welcome to act and remove, let's say a gun is pointing at your house. I think you should remove this gun by any means. If you know what I mean. I think it makes sense. Someone is pointing a gun at you, you go and remove the gun. By any means, you protect your family, protect yourself. This is self-defense, guys. You try that as well. Yes, it's harder. Yes, it's tricky. It may work. In some places, it does work. For example, in some Arab places, Arab villages in Israel, they burn the antennas. So the antenna companies just stop putting antennas in these Arab villages. Where no one is resisting, they put antennas. So at the end of the day, if you say nothing, you agree. That's how it works. If you say nothing, you agree. They count on you saying nothing. So for example, since 6 or 7 months, I've been telling Israelis to send letter to the council saying, I disagree with 5G, I object the deployment of such and such weapon system and the LED streetlights, etc., etc., etc. So let's say tens of thousands of Israelis have heard me suggesting them to do so, giving them the letters, already made letters to send to the councils. Tens of thousands, maybe more, of Israelis have heard at least one video I made or one read one post I made. How many people you think have sent this letter? I would say less than 100. It's insulting God, not me. The fact that people are not willing to stand for themselves and to protect their family and to protect their life from all these weapon systems are being deployed against us. The fact that people are not doing it, just sending a letter. I'm not saying go outside now with a gun and no, just send a letter. The fact people are not doing it just shows me how much they value their life, which is an insult to God. And I don't ask you to be religious. You don't have to. But you need to understand that there's order, there's wisdom, there's intelligence in this creation. And by you don't give a damn about it, you're insulting God, the architect. So it's one thing to be stupid. It is one thing to be ignorant. It's one thing to choose even to be stupid or ignorant. But it's a totally different thing to choose not to protect your life. This, you undermine God's work. Who are you to do so? Who are you to undermine God's work? Who are you to insult God? He has made you through your mom, through your dad. Yes, the process is there, the biology, the physics, the technical bits are there. But people who don't do nothing to protect themselves from fluoridation, they agree to commit suicide slowly. People who do nothing against microwave radiation coming to their doorstep agree to slowly commit suicide. Them and their kids. So if you stay ignorant of everything I speak in this broadcast, okay, but if you know about it and you choose to do nothing, you're insulting God. And I don't think it's a good thing to do. I don't think it's a good thing to do because there's no court here, okay? There's no court exist here in this plane of existence, in this plane of reality that will know what to do with it. Only afterwards. So my suggestion is for you to start and learn about how all these things like chemtrails, weather modification, heavy metals, weaponization of food, water, air, communication, media, education, music, you name it, how all these are basically connected. And they are here in order for you to minimize your needs, to minimize your capability of thinking and perceiving reality, to minimize your life. And it's time for human race to get up, stand up, shout, roar, and say, I do not consent. I say no to the weaponization of food and water and air. I say no to forced radiation, forced vaccination, forced whatever. I say no. I like my freedom. I love my life. And my life does not belong to any government, to any organization, to any corporation, to any council, and to any law. I was given this life as a gift by God Himself. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for helping God's plan in bringing me up. But no one has the right to take this freedom from me. No one has the right to take the right of freedom I was given by God. Yes, Willow, you're right. They say it's for our own protection. It's absolutely true. And they also tell us this in the Hollywood movies, you know? When someone comes to you and says it's for your own security, it's for your own protection, you better watch out. You know, he means bad things for you. So, just to wrap it up, guys, thanks for being with me, by the way. Please share this video. I mean, after all, it's in English. It can reach even Chinese government. Please share this video. Please, I hope some of my words has gone in to the right place in you. And I do hope that you will start to act, because the time for learning and the time for talking, let's leave it for those who just started to learn what we speak about. We should lead the way and act. And you can do it according with the law system, meaning file the suits, etc., etc. You can do it just voluntarily by sending letters like I made in Hebrew, but you can make in any language you want and start sending letters and oppose to all these weapons are being deployed on us. Because I'm telling you, it's a real shame to wake up one day and realize that we had the chance and we didn't take it. And now our children suffering from that. And us, of course. It's unheard of that we live in this advancement and we are so good. We are so good. But kids are now have chronic illnesses, autoimmune diseases. Autism is 100% on the rise. Cancer is everywhere. Heart diseases are everywhere. Neurological problems, autoimmune, chronic, everything is to do with our way of life. It's time to fight this 5 or 6 or 7 eyes alliance. It's time to say no to our government. We are not the enemy. Sorry. If you think I'm the enemy, it makes me think of you as my enemy. And I don't want to be there. But if I have no choice, that's what I will do. Because I'm here to protect my life and to thrive. Thank you very much for being with me. Take care. God bless. You can contact me in the private Facebook. And also, please remember, you can support my work. I put a link to my Patreon. You can support my work in this link. Thank you very much, guys. Take care. All the best to all of you, wherever you are around the world. Much love. Remember, I'm just one voice. Each and every one of you can do what I do. And we will have a true, real revolution. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.